Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer. Opening up the program as we normally do with our theme song, No One Else by Gregory Stafford. Many thanks to Gregory Stafford for that song, his original. And I tell you what, I want you to be listening, if at all possible, this Saturday to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I'm sorry, this Saturday for sure. For sure this Saturday. But I meant to say this Sunday, first hour, 1 o'clock in the p.m., 1550 a.m., The Voice. Well, I'm going to bring to you a conversation that is going to feature Mr. Kent Annan. He has a book entitled You Welcomed Me. And it addresses the immigrant and refugee issue from a biblical perspective. So everyone who'd like to hear about a position that is taken from a biblical perspective that includes consideration of biblical principles combined with statistics, statistical facts, and helping us gain an idea of the position that might be in keeping with Scripture when it comes to our response to immigrants and refugees seeking assistance, seeking support in America the Beautiful. This conversation, I believe, will help you. He's written a book entitled You Welcomed Me. And it's subtitled Loving Refugees and Immigrants Because God First Loved Us. He shares so many principles, a wealth of principles that I really want you to hear, give some thought to, give some serious consideration to, and see if this can help you make a determination as to where God stands with regards to immigrants and refugees seeking support, whether they're coming as individuals, whether they're coming as entire families. What is God's view? What is his position? What is his take? This Sunday, 1 o'clock, we'll have that discussion. If, for whatever the reason, you're not able to join us this Sunday at 1 o'clock, by tuning in to 1550 AM, The Voice, feel free to catch it sometime later by going to speakingwith.com. And you can just listen to, you can just click on listen online, truly at your convenience. We'll probably have that online around 3 o'clock or thereabouts. And of course, Sunday's not the only day that you'll be able to listen since it will be online. Truly, at your convenience. Once it's there. And listen at your convenience. Kent Annan. This Sunday, February 17th, from 1 until 2. All right. Today, I'd like for us to go ahead and begin discussion of something that I had planned on talking about roughly a week and a half ago. It has to do with health matters, and this time it has to do with the health of our personalities. Yes, I'd like to know, what do you see as being ways that we can determine whether or not we have healthy personalities? We began that discussion, like I said, about a week and a half ago, and we're resuming that discussion now, and I'm just curious, what do you say about that? Healthy personalities. All right. Just as a refresher, a reminder, one of the things that we looked at was that five-factor model that Dr. Blydorn and her collaborators were working on with regards to determining whether or not we have indeed a healthy personality. Five-factor model. It's viewed as a useful perspective for understanding personality disorders, and so they decided to take that same model and see if it can shed light on qualities that make up a desirable personality. So they recognized that a healthy personality might be a moving target, but it can at least be a target that experts can generate, making it possible to compare their criteria with those that the ordinary individual can agree are also part of the equation. So together, the expert perspectives and lay perspectives can provide a roadmap for defining what it means to have psychological health. Existing personality trait models that capture normative and extreme patterns of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. That's what we're basically looking at. All right, so before describing their own trait-based approach to defining the healthy personality, Dr. Blydern and her collaborators took into account some diverse perspectives in psychology, ranging from Freud, who defined health as the ability to love and work, to Maslow, who believed psychological health is synonymous with self-actualization. Rogers, for his part, theorized that psychological healthy people are fully functioning. Frankl proposed that healthy people are able to find meaning in their lives. Any of this striking a chord with any of you? Okay. Across these diverse perspectives, Blydern and others believe that they all propose the existence of a specific personality prototype that has certain characteristics, including the ability to love, to hold an optimistic view of the world, to be rational, to have self-awareness, to be able to take responsibility, to be able to take responsibility. Part of having a healthy personality is being able to take responsibility and to be open to creative ideas. Let me run down that list one more time just before we move on. All right. Healthy personality can include the ability to love, the ability to hold an optimistic view of the world. Is that getting harder? The ability to be rational, to have self-awareness, the ability to take responsibility, and to be open to creative ideas. Positive psychology, they suggest, further emphasizes the good that healthy people are capable of doing. The first step in the approach that the researchers used was to ask personality experts to provide their own ratings of which of the 30 qualities in the five-factor model comprise a healthy personality. They wanted these experts to rate the 30 qualities in the five-factor model that comprise the healthy personality. Scholars outside the trait tradition, namely from the area of positive psychology, also provided their own ratings, as did undergraduate students who presumably are not personality experts, at least not yet. After obtaining these ratings, Blydern and others then went on to test the statistical qualities of these composite ratings. And going into the process, they expected the healthy personality to be low in the facets of neuroticism. We can understand that, right? Yes, we would not expect a person who has a healthy personality to be neurotic. So they expected the healthy personality to be low in the facets of neuroticism, but they expected that person to be high on scales that measure agreeableness, extroversion, conscientiousness, and openness to experience. All right. When we come back, let's get an idea of what they discovered as we return to our discussion on health matters, focusing on healthy personalities.